Closing arguments are scheduled for tomorrow in the trial of a former San Francisco Bay Area transit officer. He was captured on video shooting an unarmed black man on an Oakland train platform on New Year's Day, 2009. The trial was moved to Los Angeles after Oakland erupted with angry protests, some of them violent. Youth Radio's Pendarvis Harshaw recently traveled around Oakland to find out how people are feeling about the case.
It was here, at the Fruitvale BART station where the incident happened. 22-year-old Oscar Grant was lying face down on the train platform when he was shot in the back by then BART cop Johannes Meserle. You might have seen the gruesome videos on YouTube. Matthew Hubbard has. He's a math professor at a local community college.
It was terrifying. This is, where was it, like right over there? This is a place where I live, and it brings things home in a very scary way.
From the elevated platform, I can see a freeway and warehouses to the south, a farmer's market and shops to the north. Latin grocery stores and taquerias are mixed in with Vietnamese restaurants and black-owned businesses.
We're just peacefully coexisting.
That's Atosha Marzio, a tall man wearing a tie with a sport coat slung over his shoulder.
What it brought up for me was this fear of basically the police, like you don't know if they're going to be there to protect you or there to hurt you.
Melina Guerrero is standing on the same platform as Marzio, waiting on a train headed to downtown Oakland.
It doesn't matter what color you are. I think it's about us being scared of the cops and us sometimes reacting like we need to survive and being misunderstood in a moment. You don't deserve to get your life taken away.
Cold Coffee is 5 miles across town from Fruitvale in the upscale neighborhood of Rockridge. The College Avenue coffee shop sits within a block of a French bakery, a high-end restaurant, and a flower vendor. Luke Lewis says it's a nice place to enjoy a cup of coffee.
Rockridge rocks.
Lewis is toying with the idea of going into the family business. His uncle is a cop, and his grandfather was a cop in Oakland.
He was like back with like the Black Panthers and Hell's Angels. I don't know how great he was with races, but he was born in Ireland, and he was kind of a tough-ass white cop.
Lewis is on the fence about becoming a cop himself. He's not sure if he has the maturity to do it well. And ultimately, he feels some sympathy for Johannes Meserle, the 28-year-old former BART officer.
I know he made a big mistake, but now it's all over the world and it's going to ruin his life.
Madeline Sproul went to high school with Lewis and is sitting right across the table from him.
I don't want to say, like, make an example of him. Like, I don't like that, but it's kind of like that's not okay. Like, if that's the potential and the cop isn't going to be held accountable for that, then where's the line? Who has the power?
From his barber's chair at Behind the Scenes Hair Salon in downtown Oakland, Damian Hunter has a panoramic view onto 17th and Broadway. It's from this same perch he watched the protesters shatter storefront windows after Oscar Grant was shot. Now with the verdict around the corner, rumors are swirling and Oakland is bracing itself once again.
If he gets let off down there in L.A., it's going to be equally as destructive as the Rodney King riots.
And as the Clippers buzz in the background, Hunter's sentiments echo the thoughts of many Oakland citizens. Will the verdict bring resolution to an issue that has been like an open wound for this city? Or will it lead to more violence? Right now, those are the questions buzzing around Oakland. For NPR News, I'm Pendarvis Harshaw.
More All Things Considered right after this.